I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a candidate for champion of current novels titled Champion of the World. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
In the aftermath of the death of Philando Castile in Minnesota and several police officers in Dallas, Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks urged athletes everywhere to demand change without resorting to violence. You think athletes are going to heed this call?
Well, they are. Some of them already have, I mean, at least on social media. This is interesting coming from Carmelo Anthony, who first came to off-court fame by appearing in a Stop Snitching video with some of his friends back in Baltimore.
Right.
Yes, this should happen. Yes, there is a rising political awareness, I think, among the young athletes today, and I think it's all to the good.
NBA free agent relocation has been underway for some time. The biggest name among the very wealthy signees, of course, is Kevin Durant. He'll be with the Golden State Warriors next season, and maybe the next one, too. Who knows? Is he a coward, a traitor, a bum, and a cheat for leaving Oklahoma City? Because he's been called all of those things,
yeah.
The last two by Charles Barkley.
Yeah, well, Charles Barkley has many opinions, and at least 22.3% of them are worth listening to. Look, I'm sorry Kevin Durant went to the Warriors for a number of reasons, including the selfish, because it was possible that he could end up with the Celtics. So I am very selfish about the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm becoming a radio pro because I was able to get that out without spitting on you.
Excellent.
You know,
I'm way over here.
Yeah, thank you. But it's going to be worth it for the league to have this team for people to shoot at. And frankly, I don't know what you want in the pool for the date on which Draymond Green throws his first hissy fit because he's not getting the ball enough, because I will guarantee you that will happen. And anybody who thinks that this move will go smoothly for the Warriors is kidding themselves.
The disassembling of the Miami Heat, assembled to win a championship or two just a few years ago, proceeds apace. Dwayne Wade will be in Chicago next season. Wasn't he supposed to be a lifelong member of the Heat?
Well, yeah, but he also grew up in Chicago, and this is a pretty nice move for him, too. You know, he's had a great career in Miami. And he wants to go back home and play a couple of years in front of his hometown fans, and I don't have a problem with that either.
Do the Bulls get suddenly much better?
They get okay. I don't know that they get a lot better, but they get okay.
The Major League All-Star Game is coming up on Tuesday. Anything from either roster leaping out at you, except that the entire infield is the Chicago Cubs?
Yes, if they all – I mean, it's going to be a really bad day for and believe me, if it was anybody but the Cubs, I wouldn't make this suggestion. But when the entire infield collides under a pop fly and they all tear their knee ligaments, it's going to be a really bad day for Cubs fans.
No, this is the year.
Not only that, by the way, but two-thirds of the American League outfield is made up of your Boston Red Sox.
That's right. Because they can do everything except pitch.
Well, they've won the World Championship, so none of that stuff counts anymore.
I was kind of amazed by the uniforms these guys are going to be wearing. Brown and yellow. It's kind of a throwback to the San Diego Padres. And it reminds me of when Steve Garvey went from the Dodgers to the Padres, and he looked at himself in the mirror in the Padres clubhouse on day one and said, "I look like a taco."
These things are exactly like the old Padres uniforms, right down to the font on the hats and the jerseys. They also look like, you know, a beer league softball team from Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Former Green Bay Packers running back Paul Hornung is the latest to sue helmet maker Riddell. The 80-year-old Hornung, now suffering from dementia, claims that the football helmets he wore failed to protect him from brain injury. Players might now know the risks involved in playing pro football, but is it safe to say that Hornung, who played in the 50s and the 60s, would not have known these risks?
I think that's going to be the hinge on which this entire case turns. What he knew about the risks he was taking, if anything at all, while he was playing, and what Riddell knew about the capability of its equipment to protect him from those risks. Now, I'm not entirely sure. Hornung's lawyer said that there are studies dating back to the 19th century that show that head trauma can lead to permanent brain damage, which I guess ought not to surprise anyone. But if you're going to look for how this lawsuit goes forward, if it goes forward, it's going to be on those 2 points.
I have to mention this week that Lionel Messi and his father were convicted of tax fraud. You don't care, right? Neither do
from
I.
From in jail.
Move on.
Throw away the key. No, apparently he's
not going to jail.
Apparently he's been sentenced to 21 months, which is below the cutoff line by which you actually have to serve your sentence in a jail.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sentenced to 21 months in jail, but he's not going to do a day.
Good. Finally, Charlie, here's an answer to what do you give the man who has everything if that man is Kobe Bryant? Snoop Dogg.
His story is already great, by the way.
Gave Kobe Bryant a car. And the car features portraits of great L.A. Lakers past and present, and also Snoop. Do you suppose Bryant will ever actually drive this magnificently inconspicuous vehicle out of his driveway?
Because I believe in America, Bill. I hope so. I hope he drives it to, like, the mini mart to get a taco. I hope he drives it to the fruit stand to buy a cantaloupe. I hope he drives it to his kid's soccer game. I'm telling you, I hope he drives it to the dentist.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week as well here on All New Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.